Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Under the Rock Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is The Strange Chameleon Show, a podcast with style, soul, and sarcasm, along with laughter, love, and listen! Follow them now on iTunes. I promise, you won't, I mean you will be entertained.
Oh my gosh. If you weren't watching, you should have been watching. Hey. Hello?
Yes. Oh, thank you so much. Welcome to the Strange Chameleon Show. Another great show. Oh my gosh. Oh.
Do you need to have a drink of water or something? Oh,
just need a moment. Oh man.
Today's Monday. It's different.
Little different. Little different. It is, yeah. Monday.
That, I believe that's your phone, sir. You got to turn off your phone.
I did turn off my phone. That was just me.
Well, Chameleon, do you want to address the big fat elephant in the room or what?
Oh, yeah. You're referring to myself?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. What a great week it was. Oh, we have a guest. Yes, let's... announce our guest.
Who is he? He's your friend.
We've been buddies for a long time. This is Mute from the Silencers, everybody.
Welcome, Mute. Welcome. He won't be saying much today, but he is here, body and spirit.
Mute from the Silencers.
You can stop playing that song now. Well, it's been a while since
we've seen each other. Yeah, it's been many years. I mean, come on, Mute. I mean, what have you been up to all these years? I mean, you look great.
He hasn't aged a day.
Interesting. I know. I'm speechless as well. I mean, you just come out, you introduce yourself, and I was like, oh my God, I haven't seen you in years. We bear hugged. And that was it. I mean,
you guys haven't talked.
We haven't talked in a very long time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, we're happy that you are here with us, Mute, and make yourself feel at
home. Oh, he doesn't like to be touched.
Oh,
he doesn't like to be touched.
Sorry. Okay.
Do not touch him.
Okay. I was just trying to give him a little pat on the shoulder.
No.
Okay.
Last person that touched him lost his arm.
Oh, okay.
And many other private parts.
Okay.
We'll just leave it at that.
That's good to know. Well, you have been going green lately, haven't you?
Yes, I have. You know, I try to go green. Been taking advantage of that public transportation. And I encounter a lot of weird people on there. Sometimes some of them are weird, some of them are not, and it's actually pretty quiet most of the time.
It's a strange experience when it does happen.
Something like that, yeah.
See, they want to push this public transportation and go green, but they forget to tell about the crazy people on the train.
Yeah, you got to watch out for the crazy people.
Yeah.
And so I encountered this guy that I thought was homeless. I mean, maybe he was homeless. He looked homeless. He didn't have any shoes, so I assume he's, you know, shoeless, as if anything, but without a home.
He could be one of these hipsters.
Maybe.
They all kind of look the same.
Yeah. Well, every once in a while, you'll get some people who are just like digging a song. They got headphones in their ears and they're just like digging a song. But this guy didn't have any headphones. He was just singing and a song that was in his head. And it's a song I haven't heard in a long time. It is called We Are the World.
Now,
by Michael Jackson.
Right, of course, by Michael Jackson. And yeah, that song kind of went under the rug for all these years. And then they tried to do a reboot of it.
Yeah, I saw that.
That wasn't very successful, was it? I don't know.
I mean, it had some views, but it wasn't like
what it was in the beginning,
back in
originally.
The late 80s, I think it would be.
That was, you know, that was Michael Jackson's vision. Why couldn't they just make something else up, like We Are Twitter or something? We Are Social
we
Media.
We Are the Twitter.
You know what I mean? Like, that was his original artistic project.
Well, yeah, he was a collaborative with, he was collaborating with, like, Lionel Richie and Stevie Wonder and the main producer, Quincy Jones. But, yeah, basically what I heard...
Stop saying basically. So
sorry.
Much.
On Wikipedia, if you believe that or not. But they were saying that...
Wikipedia is a crock of doo-doo.
It probably is, so it's probably not true. But
anyone
I'm just going to say it anyways. So Michael and Lionel were kind of like the writers writing it. And they were kind of putting up some ideas, and it was getting late. And then, so Michael had a good idea of like how it's going to go. He went home to a studio, and he just put everything together, all the instruments, vocals, the arrangement, everything. And then the next day came up and was like, hey, look what I've come in. And then everyone has to follow suit and just do it. So it was kind of like, oh, okay.
Fascinating, fascinating.
Yeah, he pretty much wrote it. So,
well, I know that you did some pulling of strings.
I didn't.
You didn't?
No, that was all our assistant.
Smithers.
Fascinating as he is, he actually pulled some strings. He actually did something. And we got the people. There was three people that I had a problem with the song. Okay? The three people were Bob Dylan. Okay? Mm-hmm. Willie Nelson.
Okay.
And Bruce Springsteen. Okay? And those were the three people I was like, okay, you know, it's a type of more choral, like a...
Choral?
A chorus, sorry.
That's a color, right?
No.
Choral is a color.
Anyways, it was more of like a...
It was orange.
Someone with voices, you know, okay. That has a good voice and to illustrate and... But I don't know. They made the arrangements. They got the people. But I was like, really? I didn't really fit in the mix of it, I think. But I wanted to get their opinions. And I wanted to see what they thought. And so, yeah, we got them on the line. We got, I believe it is Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan is on the line.
Hello, Bob.
You there, Bob?
We are the world.
Yes. Yeah, that is the song. Oh, my gosh. I just want to say, I think I respect you as an artist. Don't get me wrong. I mean, my dad listens to you. He's a Grateful Dead fan. Not saying you were part of the Grateful Dead, but he loves Bob Dylan. You know, he loves all the classics. And I never really got into that music, so I'm not so much as a big fan, but I respect you as an artist. And I just wanted to know, like, what was it working with Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie? I mean, that's had to, like, blow your mind, right?
Sure.
We are the children.
No, no. You're Bob Dylan. You're not the children.
Hey, Bob Dylan.
Yes, yes, yes. You are Bob Dylan. Yes. So, can you answer my question?
Who's Michael Jackson?
Oh my gosh. Did we get the right Bob Dylan? This is my Bob Dylan, right? The artist?
Yes, it's me. I'm Bob Dylan.
Why aren't you answering my question then? I asked you, what was it like working with Michael Jackson? He's like the biggest pop king of pop. I mean, you have to know who you were standing right next to him, and Lionel Richie was directing you. If you guys haven't seen, go and you can check out all the rehearsals, and it's interesting. to go over that and to see how everyone collaborates together. But you were right there, Bob. Come on. Come on. Get with it.
That's a choice we're making.
Yes. So how was it working with Michael Jackson, though?
It was saving our own lives.
Okay, I don't think we're going to get anywhere with this.
I think he ate paint chips.
Maybe
morning.
Some paint chips. Yeah, maybe.
Here's Willie Nelson.
Oh, we got Willie Nelson on the... Okay. All right, well, let's...
Maybe we'll have better luck with Willie.
Maybe better luck with Willie. Hey, Willie, tell me, what was it like working with Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie? One of the classics.
We can't go on pretending day by day.
Okay. Nope, not getting anywhere with that. So, do you have any questions that you can think of?
Do you have any questions, Mute?
Yeah, exactly. I knew it. It's the same speech you're going to get, right?
We're all a part of God's big family.
Well, that's true. That is true. I feel like they're singing some of the lyrics of the song. They're not really answering my question. So, I don't know. It's kind of weird. Well, let me just say, with the song, thank you guys, you know, for participating. Just give me a minute here. I just want to kind of go over the song.
So, are they still on the line?
They're still on the line. Okay. I just put them on hold. The song itself was interesting because, you know, everyone had a part in it. And the three people that I mentioned just didn't fit. I mean, first of all, it's just his voice. It just didn't match Bob Dylan, you know. It just didn't really work with it. And the during the rehearsals, he, like, had more time spent. And he wasn't really singing. He was more just vocalizing. We are the world. We are the people. And he just kind of.
And everyone's just there for hours trying to sing.
Just be like, yeah. And then everyone gave him a hug and be like, it's all good, Bob. It's all good. It's more of that like pity hug. I felt. It's all good, Bob. Don't worry about it. Hey,
okay.
You did great. You did great. Don't worry about it. Hey, there'll be a next time.
We'll
get him
Bob.
Next time. And then Bruce is one of the ones that. Got on, and it just sounds like he's like passing kidney stones. If you watch him,
no.
He's just like, the world.
Oh my gosh.
And he's just going crazy.
That's hilarious.
And it's just like, oh my gosh, you know? I couldn't really just stand listening to him because he's just like so abrasive, just in your face. But not to say he's a bad artist. I mean, he's been around for years and generations. I mean, he's out there, obviously, you know? Born in the USA! Right? Anyways. So that's one of them. And Willie Nelson, he just, the way he kind of came up, and you see it around. So Willie Nelson comes around and everyone's kind of like singing and doing their thing. And then here comes Timid. Willie, this is all.
Oh.
We are the world. We are the people. Okay. And he backs away and lets everyone else kind of do their thing. He just kind of comes up like he got in a fight with his parents or something in the dinner table.
Aww.
And he's just,
Maybe he was a little intimidated.
They've been rehearsing for hours. I think some type of flow could come in, you know, and you could, but not to say he's a bad artist. I'm just saying it just didn't mix and he just seemed like, you know.
And it was done like live, wasn't it?
Eventually they had it live. And
I understand it was done in one day or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, nowadays a lot of songs are recorded throughout the entire night. But do we have Bruce Springsteen?
We might. I mean, I don't know. I mean, so far we got Willie. Willie?
Well, I want to hear
Bruce,
more. I want to...
Is Bruce on the line? He can give his input of... What was it like working with Michael Jackson?
We are the world. We are the children.
Yes. Yes, we are. We are the children of God. Yes. We all know that. But how was it working with Michael and Lionel Richie? I mean, that's amazing. Any thoughts? I don't know. Maybe we caught him at a bad time.
I think we did.
Yeah? You think that? Jeez. All right.
Whoa, 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 whoa! Watch out for the bridge people!
Cyndi Lauper? No. Cyndi Lauper's there too?
Bridge people!
Yeah. That's all she talked about. She was talking about the bridge
Wait,
people.
I think Cyndi Lauper passed gas.
Did she?
Right before, after she sang or something.
Bridge people!
It was on. No. But thank you, Cyndi Lauper, for that.
Yeah, thank you so much. Well, thank you guys all for being on the line and sharing your thoughts about
all
that.
I
didn't get a
freaking
answer, but geez. I just wanted to know how was I working with the greatest king of pop here, but... All right, I guess I'll just...
This is early for these rock stars. I
like too early, yeah.
I think it is. Come out at night.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Hey, have
What's
you
on your mind?
You know what's on my mind? I heard a story today about a woman who had a dream.
I had a dream!
That she was running and that she had to swallow her engagement ring.
Oh.
Because they were like fleeing some crazy people, some robbers or something like that after them, and that her husband told her, you got to swallow your ring. So she popped it in her mouth and swallowed
okay.
her own ring.
That's, how big was the ring?
Was it I don't a big know. I don't
24
know.
24 karat gold
I'm
ring.
I'm not. I don't think it was. I don't know.
Because that's a hard pill to swallow. Right
I know,
I
right?
It's like a big rock, and you're like. Ugh. But if it's like a small little ring, you can.
She
swallow.
Ingested her own ring.
Ugh.
In the dream.
In the dream. Okay.
And then turns out she did, but it's not clear how. I don't know if she was sleep. walking or sleep. Ingesting rings.
Yeah, sleep swallowing.
But it was the oddest story. I mean, how does that happen? If she was running away, if she was going to get robbed and then she took it off and then, you know, she ingested the ring, but it wasn't clear as to...
Well, let's ask Mute. What happens...
Mute, what do you think?
When you swallow a ring? Exactly. Yeah. You can't speak because you're probably choking. Right?
All right.
She probably choked and God, you're so smart, Mute. That's why we're best buds. We think alike.
You guys go way back.
Way back.
Have you heard this grandma with a radar gun story?
No.
Yeah.
Grandma's got a
radar gun. Apparently, she was trying to scare off these speed racers in the town where she lives, and her grandkids like to play outside and all that. So she sat by the highway with a little blow dryer.
Really?
To try to scare, like, I'm keeping an eye on you. I got you now. You're going 95, buddy. You're in trouble now. I'm on the phone with the cops, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So a trooper saw this, and he thought it was like, he's never seen anything like this. He thought it was such a genius idea. He commended her effort for trying to keep, you know, her grandchildren safe. And he actually gave her a little badge and a hat to make her more legit.
Nice.
Now, if by this trooper... providing the lady with a badge and a hat. Now, to my understanding, it is a criminal offense to try to impersonate
a cop, a police officer, yes.
A police officer. So,
but
is he complicit to a crime?
Nope.
For aiding and abetting?
No. And I'll tell you why. Because he gave his own badge and hat to her.
No.
Or a badge and a hat. Okay. Yes. And not to say maybe he got it at a Halloween store or something. I'm just saying maybe it could be real. But he actually gave permission to say, "You're all right, lady. I give you permission to pretend to be a cop and to say that I'm going to get the speed radar," right? So he gave permission by giving her the legitimate badge and a hat. We don't know if it's false or...
If I was a prosecutor, I'd take them both down. No, I'm kidding. No. I don't know. I it's fun. I like that story.
Yeah.
But then what if? What if?
What if this was the blow dryer? Let's see.
I think that's what you...
Silence! Did. Okay. Silence.
From the wreckage of the site? It's
worthless. Doesn't work.
Mm-mm.
Nope. So I think it is false. I think the whole thing didn't work at all.
What would you do to pretend to scare someone off?
Throw rocks at them.
Throw rocks.
Throw rocks at the windshield while they're driving by.
No, wait.
And that would scare them.
That could
like,
kill
oh,
someone.
No, it can't. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Been there, done that.
Oh, boy. Back in your juvenile...
Back in my juvenile days. Just last year.
Well, I heard a story today about this girl's boyfriend who they were at a Jack in the Box. And this is someone I know, and this girl's boyfriend, they were at a Jack in the Box, and then this woman was being really, really cruel to her daughter. I'm not quite so sure what age. And that they were just staring at that woman because she was, the little girl was like, "Mommy, don't be mean to me, you know, don't yell at me," and this and that. And so, which is pretty sad. And in just in public. What's going on? What are you doing?
Nothing.
Going on. I don't have my headphones on. So, anyhow, that lady got very aggressive because they were just staring at her, obviously staring her down in the way that she was treating her daughter. And then they go outside. Those parents, the mother was with her husband, and I guess they still wanted to start something. They nearly ran over her boyfriend.
Whoa.
And then he got out. He's Hispanic. So he's got like that Latin temper, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And he got out and he wasn't afraid. And he started confronting them while these people are in their cars and they could use their car as a weapon.
Yeah.
And then he punched the window, breaks it, and in the process breaks his wrist and now he can't work.
Oh my gosh.
That seems pretty stupid though.
Yeah.
That's pretty dumb because I'm like, well, did you even get the license plate? Because that's if they're trying to run him over because they did these weird spins,
mm-hmm.
then that's a crime, you know, for attempted murder. You should have just like ran to your car, got the license plate, or maybe captured it on video. I don't know. But that's pretty dumb. And now, and this girl, she like, I've seen her cry before because there's like stuff going on and she's like, oh, this is happening and then that's happening. And I'm just like, I don't know, maybe, are you sure it's not something your boyfriend's doing? Maybe he's like the drama magnet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know this guy, but this girl that I know, she just tends to be in a little bit of a stuck in a rut for some reason. And she's so young. I don't know. You know, you got to be careful who you're with sometimes because they bring in negativity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not good. I mean, to do something drastic as punching a window. And then there's the little child who has to deal with these crazy parents. They're probably abusive towards her because that's how they were acting in public, let alone in private. I wonder what they do.
Yeah.
But anyways, have you ever punched a window before?
many times.
Have you broken anything?
No, I just broke my hand a couple times. Windows are very hard and sturdy. I mean, it's really hard to break a window. The only way to really break it is strong force. You know, you can use spark plugs, throw them at them, and they push, and they just shatter. But with your hand, they're like pretty thick, so it's kind of hard to break. And if he did break it, you're going to do some damage on your hand.
Yeah, according to her, he needs surgery now, and he can't work.
Yep. Well, that was kind of stupid, but anger takes over. Yeah. You just don't think about it, and you just do it. What does he thought? He thought he was like Bruce Lee or something, huh?
Only Bruce Lee could do that.
Yeah, without even like getting a scratch.
Not even a paper cut.
He can do the one finger, one inch punch.
We saw Once Upon in Hollywood, finally.
Once Upon a Time.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, finally.
Yeah, we saw that movie. It was pretty good. Right?
It was pretty good. You know what? I am so glad. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, okay. Spoiler alert.
I am so
glad.
I'm so glad that they did not show any murder of, you know, Sharon Tate and all that. It had a, there was a twist at the end, because towards the end is when those grisly murders from the Charles Manson followers were going to commence, I suppose you could say.
Mm-hmm.
And that never took place, and I'm so glad. And the way the Charles Manson followers died in the film, I was thinking the whole time, obviously I don't like watching too much graphic violence, but I was sitting there thinking to myself, that is exactly how they should have died in real life.
Yeah.
Exactly. And with fire being burnt to a crisp.
Yeah.
The evil that they did that night is just unspeakable. And they murdered Sharon Tate with her unborn baby. It's just, that doesn't even deserve forgiveness from God, in my opinion. Period. It's just, it's horrendous what they did.
I thought it was awesome, you know, bringing out a flamethrower or blower.
I immediately thought of The Boring Company and their flamethrower.
The what? The Boring Company?
Yeah, Elon Musk.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right. He's created that. Yeah.
Now anyone can buy it. See, that's not good.
That is not good.
Because in the movie, it was this actor who obtained this flamethrower that he had used on set.
Yeah.
And he was trained.
Right. Certified to use
it. And he used it properly on these psycho killers, or at least wannabe psycho killers. There's nothing wrong with that. But yeah, for anyone just to purchase that. And then I remember when he released it, when he had allowed those flamethrowers to be purchased, it was like summer when we had all these crazy wildfires. I mean, it was just so careless, in my opinion, for him to do that. But whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, that's just one person, right?
Well,
talking sense, I suppose.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is summer. Oh, boy, it is summer. It is hot. So hot that it affects certain bugs and little things, too. When it gets really hot, I went to a friend's house recently, and they're an outdoor dog. I saw their dog, and it's an outdoor dog. And because it's been so hot, they go outside, sometimes inside. They don't want to use the air conditioner, whatever the case. But the dog goes outside sometimes, and fleas and certain things will get out to the dog, right? Jump on him. And the dog's been kind of, you know, poor dog has been facing
an attack of the fleas.
And it's pretty sad. So it was strange, but I have came up with a cure. I believe I discovered a cure. Okay. Thank you. Strange. So I was drinking beer. We were drinking beers, and it was just coincidental that I thought of alcohol. Wait a minute. Cause alcohol dries up, you know, when you drink it like regular, alcohol that you put on a wound or something, it kind of dries up, right?
Okay.
So I was like, maybe this might help. I don't know. It's worth a try. So I didn't pour my beer over the dog or anything. So I was like, wait a minute. Let me try something here.
That was smart.
Yeah, I didn't do that. So I went out, and I had to park like across the street because there was no parking. So I went out, walked over to my car, took everything out of my car, and I took out the seats, laid them out, and was able to get my whiskey. And I was like, all right, got my whiskey, because I keep whiskey in my seat for security purposes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Emergency. And I got my whiskey. I retracted my seats. I put everything back in my car, locked the car, ran back to my friend's house, and wouldn't you know it, dog died. The dog died. No, I'm just kidding. No, but so I was like, all right, we're ready to go. The dog was fine. And I was like, go get your dog. I have an idea. And I pour a little whiskey in like a little cup, dipped it around. And I went over to, it's my imaginary friend. Oh, and
just making sure.
And I put it all over his little hind legs and his small little feet. And then I put over on his front legs and his little fingers, right? And wouldn't you know it, I sent him back out into the wilderness, and he did not get bit. He was fine. And we sat him, we left him out there for like an hour. And he did not get bit. He was fine. He was doing jumping jacks. He was doing all these things. It was
nice.
Crazy.
He was jumping
so I was like,
trees.
This could probably work on humans because fleas just don't care. They'll just jump on anything just to get the blood.
Mute, have you ever had a flea problem?
Wow. Jeez. That many, huh? Can't even count. Can't even count how many times you've been bit. I can see it in your face. I can see it in your face. You're shocked.
All right.
Well,
I can't really read his expressions.
You can't read him? Oh, my gosh.
No, I can't read him. Yeah. And I'm really good at reading with people, but this guy here, he's just something else.
Yeah. No, he's a man with many faces and emotions. He's crying right now, actually. I can tell he's crying.
Feels bad for the dog.
Yeah, he feels bad for the dog. I feel you, brother. I think I may have found the cure. So I want to test it out. If you guys ever want to put a little whiskey or it could be vodka, try
you
both.
And you went and you tested it on yourself.
I did. Because, you know, their fleas went into their home. And so I put it on myself because I was getting bit. I'm like, what the hell? Because their dog was infested.
Yeah.
And I was like, I put it on myself and I was like, shoot, I'm not getting bit. And I was getting bit like a minute before, and I put it on me, and not one jumped. So it was pretty crazy. Try it. I'm just saying,
that's
a little whiskey.
It solves everything.
Well, remove the fliskies. The fleeskies. All right, I tried.
Oh, you know what? That would be a great, great promo for a whiskey flea treatment.
Ooh, yeah.
Low whiskey.
Drink some whiskey.
Like,
yo. Have some whiskey.
Yeah, definitely. Let's patent that.
Let's do it.
Well, next up is up for our next segment, the SKS Word of the Day.
Ooh.
I had no idea that was going to pop up. Literally. Well, our SKS word of the day is morsed.
Moist?
No, morsed.
Is that short for Morse code?
No, that's more and worse combined.
Oh, really?
You're morsed than stupid.
How would you use that in a sentence?
I guess you could use it like that in a sentence.
You're more stupid than you actually look. Maybe, huh?
I don't know, wait. Would that be an adjective?
What's an adjective? I don't get it.
Is it an adjective?
Is it an adjective? Wait a minute. So
more
if you get
and worse combined.
More and worst. Morsed.
Morsed.
Okay, so I was walking down the street with my grandma.
Okay.
And she can be...
Is it your drunk grandma?
My drunk grandma. Okay. My drunk grandma had too much to drink, that she is most annoying than when she's not drinking.
Oh!
Ah! There it is.
Okay. I don't think I can top that one. I don't think I can.
Top that one.
Nope, I can't.
You try. And use it as an adjective. Got you there.
You did. Wait. X, I'm just automatically getting X'd. I don't even have a chance. I don't stand a chance against you.
You can try. You got this.
That flea-infested dog.
Uh-huh.
Is most infected without the whiskey? No. No. Oh, damn it. Can you believe it? I lost, and that's my word.
Oh, that is your actual word of the day.
Yeah. All right.
Is that a real word?
No, I just made it up.
Oh, my gosh. You just made it up?
It's SKS, Strange Chameleon Word of the Day.
Oh, my gosh. That was funny. Ha. Ha. Ha.
Ha. Well, what do you think, Mute?
Yeah, tell us what you think about that word.
We're so rude. We forgot.
I know. I'm so sorry. This.
I think.
Slay me, brother. You slay me. Oh, man. That is so funny. It's an inside joke. It's an inside joke. I can't tell you.
Oh, my God.
We'll tell her off the air.
Yeah, this whole, bro connection, I'm really not feeling it.
Oh, man. It's a woman. He doesn't like women. No, I'm just kidding. He loves women. He loves the ladies. Trust me.
I beg to differ.
I mean, believe it or not, women like men who don't talk. Did you know that? Don't talk much. They're kind of just...
Listen.
They just listen. They're good listeners. And Mute right here is a great listener. I mean, he listens and he'll listen and he'll just listen. That's, that's about it.
He never stops listening.
Yeah, he just never stops listening. And so, when someone wants a feedback, I mean... You just have to listen and feel it, and that's exactly what he does. And the women just jump on him like fleas.
Like fleas on a dog.
Fleas on a dog.
Interesting.
Yeah,
interesting.
That's why his neck has extended so much. As you see, his neck extends because he listens so intuitively.
Yeah. Oh,
he's listening so much that he's just... And he just stayed like that. It's so crazy. He's a great listener.
You guys, today is our visual podcast, okay? You're not going to get any of this if you're not watching.
Yeah. LA Talk Radio.
Facebook.
Facebook Live. Check it out.
All right. Well, you have a certain problem with grown men wearing t-shirts.
Oh,
kid t-shirts.
It just bothers me. I mean, right? Right?
Right, I mean, you?
Okay, if you guys... If the guys are listening that are wearing these t-shirts, I'm sorry. You're welcome to call in and tell me your thoughts. Maybe, change my mind. I don't know. But this is like a pet peeve of mine. It just bothers me. So I see a lot of older men, beards. I mean, they just look old,
Because they are.
They're old. And and they wear these like Atari or... Super Mario Brothers shirts or Sonic the Hedgehog or some little kids, My Little Pony. I don't know, things like that. They're just like wearing it, sporting around, and they think they're cool, and it's just like, it's just creepy. Number one. Number two, anytime now, when to get into the 2020, 2019, it's going to be 2020, into this new era, grow up, I'm sorry, because video games, yes, are great, but you can't be a child with video games all your life. You have to soon grow up and do adult things and wear adult shirts, maybe a tie and suit or something, you know. But these little boy t-shirts are just not flying anymore. I just can't stand looking at them. And so, I don't know, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, the other day you made a good point. You're like, what are these guys, pedophiles or something? Are you trying to track the kids?
Yeah. Think about it.
Well, you know, you got...
prime suspects right there.
Look into those guys.
Look into those guys right there. They're right over there wearing those...
There's a school right in front.
Yeah.
Of the studio. Well, I don't know. You know, it's to each his own, but you're definitely not going to be the popular guy. But you know what? I know of this guy. He's a business owner, and he's always wearing t-shirts, and he's... and he thinks he's all that. He actually does think he's all that. It's funny how he'll also talk crap about other people if your morning didn't start at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
It's like, it's so annoying. I understand, you know, it's Monday and you got the hashtag Monday motivation going on. But to look down on others just because their day didn't start at 4 is just so stupid. You're not... it's just, you are a pile of doo-doo.
Doo-doo.
If you think... you're better than someone because your day started at 4. You know, I woke up, my day started at 4, I went to the gym, I just got back, it's only 7 o'clock, I'm ready to tackle the day.
I know.
This is what I heard
today.
That's
kind of annoying.
And it's just, it's pathetic, like really.
Keep it to yourself. Good for you.
You know, this individual is always bragging about himself. It's really just sad. Because that's how you know. It is like, oh, I had a weekend. I was working throughout the week. I was doing this. I was doing that. I was getting my motorcycle license. It was nonstop. I just don't stop. And it's... no, this is how these
feel like you're gonna
people
hit me.
Talk, okay?
Okay.
And they do all these like hand gestures. Like, you know what? Shut up.
Right.
Okay? People that can never rest is because you are under unrest and you've got some crap in the past that you never worked through and you do not have a clean conscience. That's what that tells me. What people need nowadays more than anything, guess what, is rest.
That's
people
true.
Are overworked. People are working multiple jobs just to provide food for their family.
Mm-hmm.
People need to rest.
Yeah.
So if someone wants to sleep in until 9, you know what? It is your God-given American right to
That's
sleep
right.
in until 9 o'clock if you damn well please. Can I get a salute to that?
I salute. God bless America.
Yeah.
No, that's true.
No one's better than anyone just because your day started at 4, okay?
Yeah. Well, getting back to those guys that wear those t-shirts.
He's one like of those guys that wear those guys. T-shirts. That was
now, unless he works at a comic book store and
nope,
that's his
he
thing.
He looks like he's a comic book character, but he doesn't.
Oh, okay. But that's an exception. I mean, like, okay, you're promoting comic books or you're promoting video games and you got to wear the shirt to kind of promote what you got going on, whatever. Find a different profession, to be honest. I mean, why are you still in games? I played games video games when I was in my teens, and then I stopped. I mean, that's just me. Other people keep going, but they make a profession out of it, and that's good. That's different, you know? Booze with Birdo. I mean, he makes a profession playing video games, but he does it uniquely and different.
Yeah.
So I'm not bashing on him. I'm not bashing on anybody else who plays video games.
And he didn't even wear a video game t-shirt when he was in the studio.
If you're about 80 years old or 45, 50 range, I don't know, and then you're wearing t-shirts, but, you know, maybe you don't even play video games. Maybe you actually just wear clothes like that. It's just a little weird. And you're walking around a park and you're just kind of like, you know, too smiley, too weird. I don't know. I'm going to be like, pedophile. Get him out of here. Get him out of here.
It's that guy right there.
Yeah.
Get him now.
Get him.
I've already called the police.
Exactly.
You know what? You got to watch out for people at Little League games. The other day, I was at the park, and I saw this strange, odd-looking fella He was this white male, put together, you know, well dressed, like retired, and he has a nice little 401k account.
Kind of sounds like this guy right here, actually.
Mute.
He's
Was it your father?
He's
mute?
Pale white, strapping, looks retired, very tired.
No, but listen, he was just walking. He was walking around the game. There was a little league baseball game going on. He wasn't with any family. He wasn't like, oh, this, you know, older gentleman is here to see his grandkids play, whatever. He wasn't with anyone. And you got to watch out for people like that. The ones that are alone, that don't have families, that aren't with any kids. And he was just like looking and walking around. And then he came back and walking around the field. And then he left. And I for sure thought he was going to use the restroom, and he didn't. Ah. And I was just like, this guy is so weird. And he was just like, he had this creepy smile too the whole time with glasses on. He was just like, it was weird.
Weird.
Yeah, I had my eye on him.
Good.
I did. I was like, if I see him yank a kid, I'm screaming fire.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank goodness that didn't happen. He took off.
That's what you're going to scream? Fire?
No.
Instead of help this guy here.
Well, I'm going
fire.
To draw attention to myself.
You got to say bomb. You got to say the word bomb.
Dramatic way.
That will get the attention.
Anything to save a child's life.
It takes
a village, okay?
What does that mean?
To raise a child, it takes a village to raise a child. So we got to
look
out.
No, it doesn't. You just
gotta
need
look
four
out.
Walls.
No.
And, you know, some snacks.
Well, it's that time.
No, I'm just kidding.
It's that time.
Hey. Well, it is that time. You know, we like to do, for a special guest here, Mute, thank you so much for joining us.
Check him out.
He is from The Silencers. And we have the end of the show song.
He's got a face that only a mother can love.
That's right.
Hit it, chameleon. Hit it. Happy Monday, everyone. Hope your Monday was great. Don't let anyone shame you for sleeping in after 8.
That's right.
Unless it's afternoon. After 12, then get a hobby. Okay.
That's the song. Classic. It's the end of the song. End of the show song.
You worked on that for months.
Whoop. Yeah, I just wrote these down, so it's the end of the show here.
Gosh, chameleon. Hurry it up. You're killing me.
This one's for you. Mute from The Silencers. SKS is always ass pat. Feeding back of that will give us a heart attack.
Woo!
Be our guest like Dylan or Springsteen. But you count on losing your spleen. We are the strange chameleon show. We say what we want and we go with the flow. Yeah, so... You will know when summer is here, when a flea jumps to your ear. He will say, I'm gonna eat you alive. I threw some whiskey at his face and I said something cool, like, eat this. And he died. We are the Strange Chameleon Show. We say what we want, we do what we want on LA Talk Radio. All right, well, thank you all for listening to the Strange Chameleon Show, and always, always remember that if you don't like the fleas, jumping off. Nope, that isn't right. But jam on, baby, jam on. That's all that matters.
Yeah. Have a strange night. Have a strange dream.
Yeah. Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.